إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا ما بعد. Welcome all of you. We'll continue reading from the book أسئلة المناهج الأجوبة المفيدة عن أسئلة المناهج الجديدة. Beneficial answers on to questions on innovative methodologies of our noble شيخ العلامة الدكتور صالح بن فوزان الفوزان حفظه الله تعالى ومتعه بالصحة والعافية وغفر له ولوالديه وللمسلمين والمسلمات. السؤال: هل من وسائل الدعوة القيام بالمظاهرات لحل مشاكل ومآسي الأمة الإسلامية؟ هل من وسائل الدعوة القيام بالمظاهرات لحل مشاكل ومآسي الأمة الإسلامية؟ The person asked the Sheikh this important question: Is it from the means of calling to Allah these protests that the, some du'a they call the people to? That's why I said you gotta understand the question. Because du'at, they call to protest, mudaharat. They rally the people to go out in the streets and to protest against the rulers. Is this is from the da'wah? Is this is something that is legislated in another way for us to do Muslims? To as a solution for the problems that are facing the Muslim ummah. So remember, Ikhwan, this is reality. This is not a question that we don't know what it is. We hear about protests and mudaharat all day. Many protests in different places, Muslim countries. So some of the callers, they said, no, this is the only way you can change the evil. This is the only way you can bring good. This is the only way you're going to stand in against this and that. But is it for real? This is from the deen of Allah. Is it legislated for us? Do these protests and going out in the streets in crowds, and do they bring any good for Muslims? Now listen to the answer now. Pay attention how the Shaykh began and answering this question. قَالْ دِينُنَا لَيْسَ دِينُ فَوْضَى. He says, our religion, which is Islam, is not a religion that commands chaos. دينونا دين انضباط ونظام وسكينة. Rather, our religion teach us to be in order, to be composed. This the deen of Allah is the deen of tranquility and peace and ease. والمظاهرات ليست من أعمال المسلمين. وما كان المسلمون يعرفونها. He says, whenever the people see something they don't like, oh, somebody tell them, hey, protest, especially in our times. You know, before they used to wait for Jumu'ah, so that one of the khatib from the Ikhwan Muslimin at these days, and other than them, and the sororis, and the qutbis, and the haddadis, and the like, they gotta wait until Jumu'ah for someone to get on the minbar and say, hey guys, you gotta look. Just indication, now it's different. Now is it Twitter, is Instagram, is the Facebook, is the emails, the websites, texts, many ways now. But the Shaykh says Muzaharat. Does he have another word other than protest? No, sir?
Demonstrations.
Protests and demonstrations and what?
Showdown.
Showdown. They call it showdown too.
They gather a new party, new group. They gather all the people and they come on the road and with banners and stuff.
Rally.
Rallying. Ahsan. So we got rallying. We got demonstrations. We got protests. And what the brothers said. Now, he said they are not from Islam. They're not from the actions of the Muslims. Muslims don't protest and demonstrate and rally. Muslims of before, they didn't know this. The Muslims, they didn't know that. ودين الإسلام دين هدوء ودين رحمة لا فوضى فيه ولا تشويش ولا إثارة فتن هذا هو دين الإسلام. The religion of Islam, our religion, is a religion of peace and mercy. There is no chaos in it and trouble and problems and stirring problems and the like. This is our deen. Ease, bring the ease to the people. Everything is organized in our deen of Allah. There is solutions for everything. How you deal with this, it's in Islam. How you deal with the ruler, it's in Islam. How you deal with your neighbors, it's in Islam. How you deal with your wife, and the wife deal with her husband, it's in Islam. Muslims deal with non-Muslims, it's in Islam. Person who's upon the Sunnah, how he deals with the people of Bidah, is in Islam. It's nothing. You don't just come up. Or somebody tell you to do. No, we have Islam. We learn what to do, what Allah wants us to do, what's pleased to Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. قال والحقوق يتوصل إليها دون هذه الطريقة. مظاهرات والفوضى. لكن الحقوق يتوصل إليها بالمطالبة الشرعية والطرق الشرعية. The Sheikh says, yes, you want your rights? You can get your rights not based on, not following this, these bad ways of protests and demonstrations and rallies. Rather, you gotta follow the proper channels, the means that are legislated to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You wanna get your rights and you wanna it's okay, but you do it in a proper way, as legislated to us in this beautiful deen of Islam. قال هذه المظاهرات تحدث فتنا كثيرة تحدث سفك دماء وتحدث تخريب أموال فلا تجوز هذه الأمور. He says now this demonstration of the Sheikh Saleh Al-Fawzan. Look, Sheikh Saleh Al-Fawzan is not a Sheikh who died 700 years ago. And then somebody say, hey, he has no clue what's going on. The Shaykh, in matter of fact, he's still alive. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala preserve him.
Ameen.
And give him a healthy life.
Ameen.
And increase him in knowledge. Ameen. And firmness. So the Shaykh, he knows what's going on. Now he heard what's been going on for years. The Shaykh is in his late 70s or early 80s. So he's been around more than me, at least, you know, I know that. Okay? And the Shaykh, he knows, he heard about all the demonstrations that took place in Libya and Tunisia and Algeria and in Egypt and Yemen and Syria, name it. Those that are still taking place now and those that took place 10 years ago or 20 or 30 or 40 or 50 or 60 even years ago. So the Shaykh, he knows. And he said, Hafidahullah, these protests and the rallying and the like, demonstrations, produce many trials and problems. Yes, blood is shed. And we know that, we heard that. We ourselves, we're witnessing that as well. This is not just a history, you know. Now, blood is shed, the Muslims. Takhrib amwal. Properties are destroyed. How many times we hear they call for a peaceful demonstration. There is no such thing, peaceful demonstration. They go out there, what they do? Tell me what they do. What this demonstration brings about? Looting. Looting or looting?
Looting.
Looting. I know. And in the midst of that, they loot and burn. They burn the place. What else?
Killing,
stealing, stealing, subhanAllah, destroying anything that comes in their way. People going out with the baseballs and whatever, bricks, they destroy what?
Properties,
cars, set cars in fire. Whose cars? Some guy, miskin, maybe he just got the car after years of saving. And now they say, no, it's okay. because this demonstration is going to bring good. What good is it going to bring? The Sheikh said for these reasons, and these demonstrations are, he said, in general, these demonstrations are not permissible. These actions actually, not for this reason, he said, these actions are not permissible in Islam. Killing, kayak, stealing, looting, harming people, causing fear and terror, actually blocking the roads, that's what they do. Railroad. People, they took over bridges, they took over highways, people cannot get to work, other people cannot get to school, sick people cannot get to hospital, people cannot get to their businesses. And they said, no, they're good. Subhanallah. I'm going to read to you the footnotes because that was the end of the Shaykh's answer, Hafidhahullah. But the footnotes, he says, لقد كان لتأييد وتشجيع بعض المتحمسين المشهورين بالتهيج والإثارة الأثر الكبير لدعم المظاهرات في الجزائر. Now we're going to go back to what took place in Algeria. SubhanAllah. Algeria. It's reminding me of something. SubhanAllah. In the 90s, late 80s and early 90s, there was a big problem in Algeria. You know Algeria, right? It's a country in North Africa. It's between Morocco and Tunisia. Okay, Algeria. And some ignorant people, deviant group, they call themselves Jabhat al-Inqad. Look, Jabhat al-Inqad, the front of Inqad, meaning they're the one that are gonna Inqad.
Lifesaver?
They're gonna save the people from what they are in, you know. But actually, Jabhat al-Damar. This is the front of destruction and ruin and destruction, what they did exactly in Algeria. Thousands and if not hundreds of thousands of people died. These people, they were armed, and they, first of all, they said, no, their problem is only with who? With the government. But then now they went to the police, after the police they went to the people, the families of the police, and they start killing anybody in their way to cause chaos and for years. And I'm sitting here in front of you, but Allah protected me from that. Actually, on 92, we drove to Algeria. And I've seen that myself. But Allah protected us, alhamdulillah. And I've seen the how. Yes, subhanAllah, it's amazing. So he says now, but this protest and these rallies and how, they just come now. You find some misguided du'at and callers, they known, famous amongst the people, and they began to call to these protests. Now, through their talks, through their writings, their books, and of course those people who they listen to them, they do what they tell them to do. So these big problems and chaos that took place in Algeria in the 90s, most of it because of these guys, these scholars, who they call the people, the ignorant people, instead to say, oh, wait a minute, mudaharat, protests, bring nothing good because they're not from the deen of Islam. They're not from Islam, so why would they do it? They don't, because many people don't know their religion as they should. يقول صاحب شريطة شرح الطحاوية في معرض ثنائه على موقف جبهة الإنقاذ بالجزائر بل هي جبهة الدمار للإسلام. Here is one of the deviant callers in one of his book, in one of his tape cassette. At that time it was cassettes, it wasn't even CDs. It was cassettes. You remember the cassettes? Mm-hmm. With the what film? The tape running, yeah, you got it. That's what it is. Na'am, that's what it is. Use a cassette. Now they don't have them. You know what a cassette tape, Muhammad? You've seen one before? MashaAllah. Yeah. You're young, man. MashaAllah. So, in one of his cassettes, he was praising, he was now explaining Tahawiyyah, a great book, but now he began to praise this Jabha, this front of Inqad in Jazair. They're the ones that were fighting the government. They were going against the government and causing all of these problems. قال لما الدعاة والمشايخ قالوا نطلع مسيرة طلع 3 مليون ناس قالوا اخرجوا يريدون حكم الله اخرجوا خرجوا النساء 700,000 خرجنا يقولوا احكمونا بالقرآن نريد الحجاب الغوا الاختلاط الله أكبر. Look at these guys. He says with the mashayikh. Who's the mashayikh? The deviant ones. That's what he, the mashayikh. Look how they use the words, they play games. When you hear al-mashayikh, you think like Sheikh bin Baz, bin Uthaymeen. Nah. He means the deviant ones. He says when they say, we have to go out for protest, we got to get in the streets. He says 3 million people, they came out. Saying what? Look what they say. They say, we want the hukm Allah. Khawariz, the same thing the Khawariz says. We want the ruling of Allah. He says, 700,000 women, they went out there. 700,000 women doing what in the streets? And Allah says to them what? وَقَرْنَ فِي بُيُوتِكُنْ Stay in your homes. But these guys, they tell the women, no, get out. Allah tell the women their best places is in the house, but these people say, no, not only get out, but get out where? With 2 million men. In a chaos. Huh? Mixing, running, fighting. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. And he says, these women, they are out and they says, we want the ruling of Quran. We want hijab. We don't want mixing. And they mix in a protest. You see what I'm talking about? Huh? 700,000 women mixing with 2 million men plus. And they say, you know what? We don't want mixing. What are you doing? You're mixing already. You're in the street protesting. SubhanAllah. قل هاتوا برهانكم إن كنتم صادقين. Allah سبحانه وتعالى said in Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 111, bring your proofs if you're truthful. It's not anybody. This deen is not fraudal. كل من هب ودب يقول. Anybody can come out eloquent. Hey, do this. We gotta do that. No, no. Wait a minute. We Muslims. We whatever we do it, we do it because we want whatever we do to help us in Yawm Al-Qiyamah. You know what I'm saying? It's not like do whatever you want to do. No, we don't do whatever we want to do. Yes, you may think about many things, but before you do anything, you better be careful. And check what you do, what you say. Now, as a human, of course, many thoughts come to your mind, to your head. You want to do this, you want to do that. But the one who really cares for himself, and he wants to make it to the Jannah, not to the hellfire, what he say or she say? Well, all these thoughts, they have to be governed by what? By the deen of Allah. Let's see what Allah says. Any thoughts that I'm having, I'm going to bring them to the Quran. Not bring Quran to my thoughts. Let's do it and then later on we follow, we try to find one ayah or two. So the Shaykh said, سَمِّ لَنَا هَؤُلَاءِ الدُّعَاءُ وَالْمَشَايِخِ الَّذِينَ أَذِنُوا بِخُرُوجِ هَؤُلَاءِ النِّسْوَةِ فِي الْمُظَاهَرَاتِ حَتَّى نَتَعَرَّفْ عَلَى هَوِيَّتِهِمْ وَنَحْذَرَهُمْ وَنُحَذِّرْ مِنْهُمْ لِأَنَّهُمْ دُعَاةُ فِتْنَةٍ وَبَلَاءٍ. The Shaykh said, okay, you... Now he's addressing this deviant caller. He says, name this mashayikh that you says, the du'at mashayikh. He says, du'at and mashayikh. Mashayikh meaning scholars. Du'at and scholars. They tell the people, go out and demonstrate in Algeria. Women, get out. He said, name them. Give us their names. Who are these scholars that give permission for the women to go out? in protest, so we know who they are, so we can be aware of them in the future, not only take no knowledge from them. And we warn the Muslims from them because they are callers to fitan and trials. Who is this alim that is going to really call the women to go out, mix with men? And you know what happened there? No order. In Islam, a woman is not even permissible for her to mix with men in a workplace when there is security and there is police and there is only like 3 people in the job or 4 or 10, not alone 700,000 women going with some 2 million men. Where? In the streets? Nighttime? And this demonstration, they don't just go there for a couple hours and come back home. No, they sit there for days and night. They sleep there. Remember what happened in Egypt before? Maybe 2 years ago? Rabi al-Adawiyah? Oh, it was 4 or 2. Four. It used to be 2, now it's 4. They doubled it. They may sleep there in the streets, men and women together. And they're talking about ikhtilat. Ilghul ikhtilat. We don't want mixing. قال واسمعوا إلى الآخر وهو يقول في خطبة الجمعة والذي نفسي بيده لقد خرج في الجزائر في يوم واحد 700,000 امرأة مسلمة متحجبة يطالبن بتحكيم شرع الله. Another person, a deviant caller, in خطبة الجمعة, he says, by the one who in his soul in his hand, meaning by Allah, he said, in Algeria. So when he says in Algeria, in one day, 700,000 Muslim women, mutahajjiba, wearing the hijab, they went out in the streets. They want what? They call in slogans. They want the ruling of Allah to be applied in the streets of Algeria. So these women, are they applying the rulings of Allah themselves? Huh? For them to go out in the streets and mix with men and bump men with their shoulders and who knows what? Huh? Are they? What is from the deen of Allah? Since they want the deen of Allah, why they don't apply the deen of Allah in themselves first? Now they just want the ruler to be like Abu Bakr Siddiq. But they don't want to be this woman, they don't want to be like Hafsa and Aisha. They just want the ruler to be like Abu Bakr Siddiq. Subhanallah. ولا شك أن هذا الكلام في سياق الموافقة والرضا والدعم وإلا فأين الإنكار؟ أقول كيف تم لكم إحصاء هذه الآلاف المؤلفة والملايين من البشر؟ Then the Sheikh Abu Jamal Furayhani says, first of all, how do you know they were 700,000? How do you count these women? How do you know they were 700,000? For you to say 700,000 women went out, it's a big number. That's number one. Number two, he said, كيف وأين تذهب من الله في هذا القسم المغلط؟ لأنه قال والذي نفسي بيدي لقد خرج يطالبنا بالشرع. He said, where are you going to go? You swear by Allah like this? That yes, 700,000 went out and all of them متحجبات and all of them they call into شرع الله. He said, you're going to stay in front of Allah, man. They're not even paying attention to what they're saying. At least if this man said, listen, we heard that somebody says, yeah, but now he's swearing by Allah that this is what happened. He's going to be asked. قال وكيف تقرون خروج النساء? He said, how you agree? Instead, if someone here, 700,000 women went out, he was like, subhanAllah, why women went out? A Muslim, that he doesn't even have to be alim or da'i. A Muslim who has ghayra, jealousy for his women, he will like, how can women? How can women go out there and mix with men? Now these guys, they don't have that, you see. وكيف تقرون الضوضاء والفتنة للمسلمين? How could it be possible for you? You say yourself, you du'at and you teaching the people. أنتم الدعاء والمربون والموجهون العارفون بالواقع. زعموا هم أعرف الناس بالواقع هؤلاء الدعاء دعاء الفتنة كيف تقرون خروج النساء وتعرض المرأة المسلمة الشريفة العفيفة التي صانها الله واختار لها المكان المناسب لها، كيف تقرون خروجها إلى هذه؟ ليست خارجة للمسجد ولا للحج للطواف والعمرة، خارجة للشارع. He says, you du'at, you claim yourself. I mean, now he's refuting this du'at of batil, of fitan and trial. He says, you claim yourself, you're the real du'at. You're the one that wants good for the people. And you're the one that, you know, the fiqh al-waqi'. Huh? Fiqh al-waqi', what is it? Huh? The current affairs. Now they're the one, because there is some deviant group, they said, no, Sheikh bin Baz, Albani, Ibn Uthaymeen, they have no clue what's going on. The current affairs. So they're the one that claim what's going on. قال أما تقرؤون قول الله تعالى وقرن في بيوتكن ولا تبرجن تبرج الجاهلية الأولى. الله أكبر. He said, you're calling the women to go out, and those who didn't call, you agree with those who called the women to go out, and you're happy with it, and you're bragging and say, oh man, 700,000 women went out. Don't you read the statement of Allah when He says, and remain in your homes? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addressed the women, say, وَقَرْنَ فِي بُيُوتِكُنْ, and remain in your homes. قَالْ وَأَرَّدُّ عَلَى هَؤُلَاءِ وَأَمْثَالِهِمْ يَأْتِي بِقَاسِمَةِ الظَّهْرِ مِنَ الْعَلَمِ الشَّامِخَ الْعَلَّامَ الشَّيْخ مُحَمَّدْ بْنُ صَالِحِ الْعُثَيْمِينَ رَحِمَهُ اللَّهُ مُخْتَصَرًا مِنْ جَرِيدَةِ الْمُسْلِمُونَ العدد الأربعون بعد المئة الخامسة في سنة 616,400 للهجرة. He says the answer to these people and the refutation for these people and those who on their same line with them, a severe stern refutation against them from the great alim al-allama Sheikh Muhammad ibn Salih al-Uthaymeen rahimahullah. A summary of what he says, and this is in Jaridat al-Muslimun, the newspaper called al-Muslimun, in its edition number 540, in the 11th day of Muharram of the year 1416 of the Hijrah, some 20 years ago, 20 years and a half ago. ماذا قال شيخ العثيمين بخصوص أحداث الجزائر؟ What did he say about what took place in Algeria? He says, إن الذين قتلوا من الجزائريين خلال ثلاث سنوات عدد كبير خسرهم المسلمون من أجل إحداث مثل هذه الفوضى. الله أكبر. He says, those people who were killed from the Algerians in 3 years of chaos, 3 years, are a huge number. And we lost them, he says, we lost them. The Muslims lost these people. Many of them are youth. They were lost. We lost them. How were you lost them? In jihad or what? No, no, no. Fawda, this chaos. Go ahead and do this and get killed. قال الشيخ الواجب علينا أن ننصح بقدر المستطاع. Sheikh Al-Uthaymeen still saying now. He says, now he's telling us what is the proper way to do in times like this. When the Muslim ruler is tyrant, yes, the Muslim ruler can be oppressive. Yes, that's true. Not all the Muslim rulers are nice and good. And yes, they can be tyrant, oppressive, and like that. And the Prophet ﷺ, he mentioned that in many hadith, what we do. Sheikh Al-Uthaymeen says, what is incumbent upon us is to give sincere advice. Every one of us to the best of his ability. وقد علمتم الآن أن هذه الأمور لا تمت إلى الشريعة بصلة ولا إلى الإصلاح بصلة ولا نؤيد المظاهرات أو الاعتصامات أو ما أشبه ذلك لا نؤيدها إطلاقا ويمكن الإصلاح بدونها قال لكن لا بد أن هناك أصابع خفية داخلية أو خارجية تحاول بث مثل هذه الأمور. Sheikh Al-Uthaymeen rahimahullah ta'ala gives some very beautiful advice. He said, you know by now that this means that the people follow and call to like protests and demonstrations and rallying and going against the ruler and showdowns and shows ups and all that. You know, they have nothing to do with the deen of Allah. They are not from the deen of Allah. They will never bring any rectification, any islah. They don't bring no good. So therefore, we do not support this protest and this rallying and demonstrations and the like of that. Period, he says. Period. Yes, rectifications can be achieved without these means of destruction, chaos. He said, the Sheikh said, but it must be that there is some hidden people, some hidden fingers, asabi. Meaning they use this term asabi because they point with the, usually point to this. Now, he said, there is some people who are hidden amongst the community, whether they are inside the Muslim community or outside, they could be non-Muslims as well, who they really stir the like of these problems and bring the like of this, they want chaos amongst the Muslims. It's in their interest for the Muslims to fight one another and kill one another. قال لاحظ أن فتوى شيخ العثيمين رحمه الله كانت بعد تأييد وتهييج المشار إليهما إذ إن كلامهما في تأييد المظاهرات في الجزائر كان سنة 1411 للهجرة ولم نعرف لهما تراجعا في ذلك لا من قريب ولا من بعيد. He says, now notice that this fatwa of Shaykh al-Uthaymeen, who was in the year 1416 of the Hijra, he came after, some 5 years after the statements of these people we just quote to you, who they were like, go outside and protest, rally, go against the ruler. Because that took place in the year 1411 of the Hijra, these fitan and trials. He said, and until these days, even though all this great number of innocent people died, still, these people, he said, they didn't say, oh, we're sorry, we were wrong. We didn't know it's going to turn like this. If we know it's going to turn like this, we would never tell them anything. We're sorry. Now we learn our lesson because we had no right to speak before the great ulama. Is it? No, none of that happened. None of that. إذن فأي الفريقين أعلم بفقه الواقع كما يدندنون حوله أهم المهيجون المتحمسون أم الراسخون بالعلم. Then after this, when the fitan happen and the problems happen and all the chaos and that, then the Shaykh says, who really from the two parties have more knowledge of the current affairs? Is these silly ones who call the Muslims to go out there and to face problems and chaos and destruction, or those mountains of scholars, like mountains who are firm upon the deen of Allah, who they say, don't go out, demonstration don't bring no good, just bring evil, open a lot of evil for the Muslims. But these wicked ones who don't understand, they're like, no, go out, that's the only way you can get your rights. Yeah, subhanAllah. قال كيف بهما وأمثالهما إذ وقفوا في عرصات يوم القيامة وقفوا إذ وقفوا في عرصات يوم القيامة والناس من ورائهم يسألون الله القصاص منهم وقد حملوا أوزار كل من تأثر بأقوالهم واندفع وراء فتاويهم. سبحان الله. So what these people gonna do for real, these scholars who call to demonstrations and protest and rallying and all what the fitan that brings, innocent people died, women honor is gone, wal'iyadu billah, properties are destroyed, economy of the Muslims is weakened. That's what these protests do. Take any country right now. Give me an example from the Muslim country that they are right now. Like a couple years ago, 2, 3, or 4 years ago, they had this protest. Give me one of them.
Libya.
Another one.
Egypt.
Before. Libya. Tunisia. All right.
Tunisia.
Is Libya right now stronger than before? They're still fighting up now. Who said Egypt? Egypt. Is Egypt now better than we used to be before? Is it? No, it's not.
Rumble.
The economy is weak. Destroyed. Many people died. Many people are still suffering. What about those mothers that lost their children? Huh? What about those widows that lost their husbands? What about that man who is still raising his children alone because their mother died in some protest and some Rabi al-Adawiyah and I don't know why? Hmm? Another example. Tunisia, Syria, Yemen, chaos. Chaos and problems. Go, do what we're going to do. What? An-Nasr min Allah. What are you talking about? Sheikh said, these people, they're going to stand in front of Allah on Yawm al-Qiyamah, no doubt, because nobody will be missing on that day. This is something that is inevitable. No one can escape it. Everybody will stand in front of Allah on Yawm al-Qiyamah. And those who used to call to this, go do it. Some of them, they said to them, it's on us. Some of them, some days even say, look, if Allah asks you, put it on me. A'udhu billah. Let's go. We're sure this is how, the only way we're going to get rid of this or that. The Sheikh is telling them, what are you going to do when all those people who now they were killed and those women who are widows and those who were raped and those who are this and that, huh? They will be behind you. Hmm? Asking Allah to really to give them justice and retribution from you, from your fatawa, from your Jumu'ah khutbah and your incitements. What are you going to do now? No doubt, he says, they will face and they be responsible as related to their statements and their incitements and anyone who follow them. And follow their fatawa. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم من دعا إلى دلالة كان عليه من الإثم مثل آثام من تبعه لا ينقص من آثامهم شيئا. هذا جزء من حديث أبي هريرة رضي الله عند مسلم وغيره. And we conclude with this hadith. It's a portion of a hadith that is collected by Imam Muslim, hadith number 6745, from the authority of Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu. The Prophet says, whoever calls to dalala, misguidance, something astray, anything that is not from the deen of Allah, كَانَ عَلَيْهِ مِنَ الْإِثْمِ مِثْلُ آثَامِ مِنْ تَبِعَهُ لَا يَنْقُسُ مِنْ آثَامِهِمْ شَيْعًا. Whoever called the people to do something or to be on something that is not from the deen of Allah, and they do it, so that they sinful. What are they supposed to? You don't just do whatever a person tells you to do. You need to say, is this from the deen of Allah or not? He says, that person who called them to that evil, he will get the same evil. Damn, the same. He will be punished whenever someone or anyone acts upon his fatwa. Without diminishing from this. It's not like on Yawm al-Qiyamah, okay, he will take all their evil. Nah. They will face that because they should pay attention. But subhanAllah. Look at the other, they had the same hadith, but in a positive way. If you call to the good, and you revive the people in the sunnah, you revive the sunnah, you call them to the sunnah. For example, for that alim al-Rabbani who says, no, don't listen to these guys. Demonstrations are not from Islam. They bring nothing but chaos. They bring nothing but bloodshed. They weaken the economy. La. And those who didn't listen, subhanAllah, alhamdulillah, they be rewarded by not taking a part of the chaos. And the one who called them to that, he will be rewarded as well. Allahu Akbar. So it's very important for us, Ikhwan, to remember this. Now, of course, this ulama, the ulama of the sunnah, of the salaf, when they say do not demonstrate, do not rally, doesn't mean that they work with the government. No, that's the Khawarij and the Ikhwan Muslimin and them, that's what they say. Oh, Ibn Baz, what they mean, they work for the government. That's why they told you don't go out. They don't work for the government, man. They do what pleasing to Allah. they abide by the ruling of Allah. And look now, many people who they were at that time, 3, 4, 5 years ago, they said, I don't care what Sheikh Rabir said, Sheikh Fawzan said, man, these people, they don't know what they're talking about. We going out there. Now, those who are still alive amongst them, they're like, we wish if we listen to this fatwa of Sheikh Rabir, Sheikh Ubaid, Sheikh Fawzan, Sheikh Luhaydan, they wish. But wishing ain't going to change anything. They should learn a lesson, and a Muslim, they should take this matter seriously. That as we Muslims, we servants of Allah, and we should abide by the teachings of Islam, by the rulings of Allah in His book, in the Sunnah of His Messenger, upon the understanding of the Salaf al-Salih. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us knowledge, beneficial knowledge that produces righteous actions. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant the Muslims tawfiq, so they can follow the deen of Allah, not follow anyone who come to them and incite them and calling them to their destruction and to their to turmoil and trials and problems. We ask Allah to open the hearts and the minds of the Muslims so they can abide by the teachings of Islam. Wa sallallahu wa sallam ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam wa taslimin kathira.